2 weeks ago, President Bush said Democrats were overconfident about winning a majority in Congress. He said they were already measuring the drapes for their move into power. Well, today the president said this when he talked about the new congressional leadership and the likely next speaker, Nancy Pelosi.
As the majority party in the House of Representatives, they recognize that in their new role, they now have greater responsibilities. And in my first act of bipartisan outreach since the election, I shared with her the names of some Republican interior decorators who can help her pick out the new drapes in her new offices.
Well, up on Capitol Hill, the decorators will have to wait until January to make their move. That's when the next Congress is sworn in. But now that the votes have been counted, NPR's Art Silverman went to the House of Representatives to search for any noticeable signs of change.
Well, there's not much. Art Silverman, NPR News. Oh, a longer report. Okay, hit the tape.
I have seen people already moving out of offices.
That's Michael Hollingsworth. He works for the Sergeant-at-Arms in the House. He says the change he sees is the rise in anxiety levels among co-workers in congressional offices.
Definitely a weird mood. I've never experienced anything quite like it.
And he should know. He's been on the job for 2 years.
It's not just a sense. You can actually talk to people if you ask them. Not me. I don't feel any insecurity about my job, I don't think. I hope not.
For a visitor, however, Steve Vito of Silver Spring, Maryland, change on Capitol Hill is written in facial expressions.
I can see some sadder faces and a few happier faces.
For the people who work here, though, the task of actually hanging those drapes President Bush talked about, shuffling offices, that change is yet to come.
My name is Derek Anderson, and I do warehouse work in the drapery department. If they don't have the color that I want, I would try to see do they have another color. I won't go out and buy it.
And certainly changes in Congress will be more than window dressing, to be sure. You might even say it's curtains for a Republican-led House of Representatives. Art Silverman, NPR News.